Welcome back. I hope you've created a new story of you that feels comforting and inspiring and true. Now we're going to talk about living from the new story so that it becomes real for you. It's essential to adopt practices that keep you engaged with your new story, to keep it alive until it takes hold. It's also essential to adopt these practices with loving firmness. You simply must decide that you will no longer think and talk about yourself the way you have been. You'll pause every time your mind drifts back to the old story, take a deep breath, and shift your focus. These practices will help you shift your relationship with yourself from one that is doubtful or critical to one that is loving and supportive. And believe me, that is what makes the difference between living your dreams and giving up on them. So I'm going to share with you three of my favorite simple practices for doing that. The first one is what I call the yes list. The second one is taking time at the end of each day to appreciate yourself. And the third one is the use of anchor statements, or what you might think of as personal mantras. So let's talk about each one of these. First, the yes list. This is, it might look a little bit like a gratitude list, but it's actually different. It's taking the time to look at your day or your week, if you're doing this on a weekly basis, and specifically acknowledge any and every experience you had that matches up with, that aligns with, that reflects the new story that you're living from. So, for example, if your new story is about developing greater financial ease and being a wise and loving steward of money, every time you spend money in a way that feels really good to you, that's a yes. Yes, I am a wise and loving steward of money. Every time you have an experience of having more than enough money for a certain thing that you might need, that's a yes. Yes, I had more than enough money to cover that. So you're looking for experiences in your right now, everyday life that are beginning to reflect back to you your new story, your elements of your new story. And I call it the yes list because I want you to say a big yes to these experiences. Yes, they're already here. They're already occurring. In the example that we gave earlier of wanting to create vibrant health. Perhaps you come back from a dance class and you feel wonderful. Put that on the list. Yes, I feel vibrantly healthy right now. So that's the kind of thing we're looking for on the yes list. Or examples, actual experiences that you're having now in your life that reflect your new story. This can also include things that people say to you, compliments that you receive, as long as you take the time to feel the truth of them and let them in. So, again, this yes list is all about looking for any and every incident, any experience that matches or aligns with or resonates with or reflects back to you some element of your new story. I would suggest doing this daily, if at all possible, at least for a little while. You'd be surprised at how much you miss unless you actually take the time to pause, look, acknowledge. And of course, I'd love you to write it down. The writing it down process, again, helps you embody it, helps you to feel it more fully. This does not have to take a lot of time, 5 or 10 minutes, but it is time so incredibly well spent. The next practice is very similar, and you can do it at the same time as you're doing your yes list, which is finding things to appreciate about yourself, whether or not they match or align with your new story specifically. So this is just a general commitment to cultivating self-regard, self-respect, self-love. The more you love and appreciate and value yourself, the more fulfilling your life becomes. It can't be any other way. So really take the time at the start or the end of each day to appreciate yourself, something that you, again, that you experienced. Perhaps you handled a conversation, a difficult conversation with your son really well, or with your boss. Or perhaps you experimented with a new way to get to work, and you're normally timid about that, but it worked beautifully for you. So just really take the time to acknowledge anything and everything that you experienced that day, that you can acknowledge about yourself, that you appreciate about yourself. This isn't about puffing up your ego. This isn't about convincing yourself that you're better than somebody else. No, this is a genuine intention to see and feel the depth and the breadth of your amazing qualities and your talents and your passions. And by the way, passion itself is something to really appreciate about yourself. So when you feel energized, when you feel inspired, when you feel focused, when you feel on task, those are things to appreciate about yourself. So really expand your universe of what you appreciate. Challenge yourself to get 10 things, at least between these two things, the yes list and the self-appreciation list. See if you can get 10 things each and every day for a while. And at the very least, do this on a weekly basis. But trust me when I say it's easier to remember when you do it on a daily basis. I would suggest doing it daily for about a month. See if you can get it to be a regular habit in your life. Just taking, say, 10 minutes at the start or the end of each day to write your yes list and your self-appreciation list. The third practice of anchor statements is one that you'll use throughout the day. And this isn't one that you necessarily will do in writing. Using anchor statements is a way to anchor your focus into your new story. And one of the great places to create or to find anchor statements is from your story. So, for example, in the story that I gave you earlier, the sample story that I gave you about the client of mine who wrote a new money story, one of her statements was, in that story, I am a wise and loving steward of money. That's a great anchor statement. So as she's living her life now and moving forward and starting to feel some fear or concern about money, she can pause, take a deep breath, and say, I am a wise and loving steward of money. The anchor statement is really powerful because it's one thing to notice when your mind has drifted into your old story, which it will do, and the noticing of that is crucial. You want to notice that more and more frequently and readily and pause as soon as you notice it. But if you don't have something else to invest your focus in, to anchor your focus in, it's easy for your mind just to drift back to your old story. So having anchor statements or personal mantras at the ready gives you something to focus on that you've already memorized, for lack of a better word. So you're going to choose a couple of statements that really have power for you, that are comforting or inspiring or soothing, statements that help you really connect with the truth of who you are. So you want to create several anchor statements, not more than a few, because it's hard to remember that many, but a few really key anchor statements that speak directly to the area that you're transforming. Let me think of another anchor statement that might be useful. Well, one of my favorite ones is the statement that my point of power is now. So if my mind is ruminating on some past experience where I felt like I failed and I feel like I don't have what it takes, whatever that old story might be, I pause, take a deep breath, and say, my point of power is now. My point of power is now. That's a really strong, effective anchor statement. So let's see if I can find another anchor statement or two from the sample stories we've already written in this course or that I provided in the PDFs. Well, here's one. It's a little bit long, but it's kind of a good one. Coming right from that revised story. It doesn't matter what I did or didn't do in the past. It matters that I love and value myself now. So that could be an anchor statement. It matters that I love and value myself now. Or it matters that I feel worthy of living a deeply fulfilled life. Either of those could be anchor statements. Another one could be, what I focus on is what expands in my life, so I'm going to focus from love. What I focus on is what expands in my life, so I'm going to focus with love. So this is, again, a creative process. I don't want to give you too many examples. I don't want you just to choose the ones that I'm offering. I want you to really feel through this for yourself. Read your stories. Read your new story. Find the statements, the sentences, the phrases that really pop for you, or create new ones. statements that help you anchor your focus, anchor your attention into the deeper truth of who you are. So you want to use these statements, again, as you're moving throughout your day, when you feel yourself caught in your old story, you're feeling doubt, you're feeling worry, you're feeling frustration, your mind is telling the old story, you just want to pause, take a deep breath, and repeat your anchor statement a few times to yourself. You can also use anchor statements as mantras for meditation, to sit quietly, comfortably, making sure you can breathe fully and easily. And with each breath you take, say your anchor statement silently to yourself. And just keep repeating it with every breath. It's a lovely meditation if it's a short enough anchor statement to do that. So those are the three simple but powerful practices that I heartily recommend for helping you bring your new story to life. The yes list, taking time at the end of each day to appreciate yourself, and creating anchor statements, statements of deeper truth that reflect your new story. If you approach these practices with a willing heart and that loving firmness I mentioned earlier, they will work. Be patient and persistent, and have as much fun with them as you can. Also, keep tinkering with your new story. Revise it as you go along to make sure it stays relevant and kind and helpful, and to get new anchor statements from it. Remember, you are worthy of your own respect. You are worthy of your own compassion. You are worthy of your own support. You are worthy of having a life you love.